Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Netflix's international expansion has produced high levels of subscriber growth. Social media is now seen as the primary way of boosting brand awareness, and British e-commerce in 2016 was pushed by m-commerce growth. Netflix has seen an impressive increase in global subscriptions after investing heavily in new markets. The company has announced that in Q4 2016 alone, it saw an increase of 5 million subscribers worldwide, far exceeding the forecasted increase of 3.7 million. With the international investment and commitment to original programming, Netflix has recently produced its own shows for non-English-speaking countries. This includes the Portuguese language sci-fi show 3%, which became one of the most watched shows in Brazil. Netflix also said that millions of US members have watched the show subtitled into English, making it the first Portuguese language television show to travel meaningfully beyond Latin America and Portugal. Original shows have also seen success beyond their intended local markets in languages such as Turkish and Japanese, helping Netflix become the top-grossing iOS app in December. A study by PR Daily has shown that social media is now seen as the best way to increase brand awareness. Created for the State of Social Media's 2016 report, the survey found that 83% of brands are looking to create more video content, a third of whom are looking to do so specifically for Facebook. It was also found that 85% of businesses use social media as a way of boosting the awareness of their brand, whilst customer support was only given as a reason for being on social media by 20% of respondents. Facebook remains the leader in ad spend as well, with over 90% of brands using the platform to advertise. This compares to only a third of respondents who bought ads on Twitter in 2016. The study also found that whilst 83% of brands wished they could create more video content, 73% said this was made difficult by a lack of time and resources. E-commerce in the UK saw good levels of growth in 2016. The industry as a whole was worth around £133 billion last year, growing 16% on the previous 12 months. This compares to an annual growth of just 10% in 2015. The data was revealed by the IMRG Capgemini e-retail sales index, which added that the results demonstrated an exceptional performance for online retail in the UK. Growth was bolstered by a strong performance for m-commerce as well. In the run-up to last Christmas, nearly 50% more people shopped on their smartphones compared to the same period in 2015. The most successful product categories were accessories, which increased by 38% over 2015, followed by lingerie, which saw an increase of 33%. The internet population of Zimbabwe is currently experiencing a slowing level of growth. The lack of growth in the country has meant that measurements taken from Q2 2016 and the start of Q4 2016 recorded the same 50.1% penetration rate. The country had previously seen high levels of growth expanding from just 5% penetration in 2009 to 40% in 2013. That growth has led to more and more people using email, e-commerce, and social media for the first time. Zimbabwe's Minister of ICT has targeted broadband access for 80% of the country by 2020, but this objective is being hampered by a current economic slowdown in the country. The drop in economic growth has meant that investment in broadband services is falling, forcing the authorities to actively promote internet access once again. And finally, internet users in Indonesia have been found to be extremely driven by influencer marketing. A study from DI Marketing saw that nearly two-thirds of those online in the country used Facebook as a way of following influencers, with 71% of them purchasing an item after it was advertised by one. It was also found that YouTube played a large part in influencer marketing, with nearly half of internet users using the video platform to follow influencers on there too. Gani Kunta from Empathetic Marketing said that in order to find success using the influencer approach, it is better to approach one influencer who is respected amongst other influencers, as opposed to targeting many at the same time. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.